Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. China's government has expressed firm opposition to some of President Biden's remarks today. He says the U.S. will defend Taiwan militarily if Chinese forces invade the island. NPR's Awen Tsao reports Biden's comments made during a visit to Tokyo risk angering Beijing.
Chinese Foreign Ministry responded to Biden's remarks swiftly, saying, quote, China has no room for compromise on issues involving China's core interests, such as sovereignty and territorial integrity. He also said no one should underestimate China's determination to defend itself. Beijing considers self-ruled Taiwan part of its territory and has repeatedly warned the U.S. government against interfering in Taiwan policy. Officials in Taipei welcomed Biden's words. Taiwan's Foreign Ministry wrote in a statement, "We express sincere welcome and gratitude to President Biden and the U.S. government for reaffirming their rock-solid commitment to Taiwan." Alwyn Tsao, NPR News, Beijing.
A court in Ukraine has convicted a Russian soldier of a war crime. 21-year-old Sergeant Vadim Shishamarin pleaded guilty to shooting and killing an unarmed Ukrainian civilian. He said he was told to do it. The Ukrainian court sentenced him to life in prison. Meanwhile, many Ukrainians who fled the war at the start of the conflict nearly 3 months ago are now returning. NPR's Ari Shapiro visited a border crossing in Poland and says people are streaming back into Ukraine.
You can picture a line that is almost 10 miles long of vehicles. There's one for commercial trucks, one for passenger cars, and one for buses full of refugees returning home. It's these double-decker buses, nose to tail, with signs in the dashboard saying that they started their journey in Poland, Germany, Italy, even farther west than that. And the destination cities are all in Ukraine.
NPR's Ari Shapiro reporting. Stocks started this week on a positive note after big losses last week. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped about 225 points in early trading.
Investors will be on the lookout this week for more signs of how American consumers are holding up in the face of rising prices. Several big retailers are set to report earnings midweek. Downbeat reports from retail giants Walmart and Target drove much of last week's stock market sell-off. A new survey shows business economists expect higher inflation and slower economic growth than they did 3 months ago, before Russia's invasion of Ukraine and strict coronavirus lockdowns in parts of China. The survey by the National Association for Business Economics shows, on average, forecasters expect the U.S. economy to grow just under 2% this year. They expect inflation to come down from its current level, but end the year at a still elevated 5.6%. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks are now mixed on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrials are up 224 points. The Nasdaq is down more than 42. This is NPR. Vice President Harris is visiting Children's National Hospital in Washington today. She and Surgeon General Vivek Murthy are warning the nation's healthcare providers are burning out after more than 2 years of the pandemic. The Surgeon General is also releasing a report warning that there could be a shortage of as many as 3 million essential low-wage healthcare workers over the next 5 years. The Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are investigating a multi-state outbreak of salmonella. From member station WEKU, Stan Ingold reports health officials say the illness is connected to several Jif peanut butter products.
J.M. Smucker Company has announced a recall of several of its products produced at the company's facility in Lexington, Kentucky. The recalled peanut butter was distributed nationwide in retail stores and other outlets. The possibly affected items also include Jif-branded honey. The company has listed the range of lot codes for products in the recall. Lot codes can be found alongside the best of used by date. The company says if any of these products are in your home, they should be disposed of immediately. For NPR News, I'm Stan Ingold in Richmond, Kentucky.
Researchers have found that an underwater volcano near Tonga is still mostly intact. The volcano erupted in January, creating the biggest atmospheric explosion on Earth in more than a century. It was so catastrophic that scientists expected to see changes in the underwater walls of the volcano, but they did not. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.